This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Reading a text about our last guest.
It's a big old land.
That lady you have on right now is exactly why I won't vote for the party.
Happiness
without Trump.
Out of reach.
I knew she'd make a lot of you happy. Just got to hear the perspective once in a while of somebody. There's a smattering of folks that that do believe Donald Trump was not wise to name call. But the majority of you think Donald Trump is Donald Trump. So one of our topics today, also the pledge. Should Donald Trump pledge to say, if I'm not the nominee, I will support whoever is the nominee? One of the requirements of the debate stage.
I will pledge to support who I want to support. How about that?
I'll
pledge to do that because I live in America and I'm free to do so.
We're also asking whether or not he had a debate. So whatever's on your mind today, ladies and gentlemen, we're having at it. 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 237-1590. Email us, studio@flagfamily.com. Also this hour, John Stossel. We love John Stossel. You're going to hear John Stossel take on the whole climate change debate right here on the program. So stay tuned for that. Before I go to Ryan in Fargo, sounds like you want to say something.
See Jason's email. Who cares about the debate stage this early? As a member of the pleasantly plump American community, I find it hilarious when he made fun of Chris Christie. We used to have a sense of humor in this country, but Obama led an attack on comedy, so there won't be any more of that. Yeah. There you go. Take a joke. Said.
Take a joke. Ryan in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh, man. She prompted me to call. She ticked me off. And one of the things I'm getting really tired of people saying, it's a small majority that backs him, when it's not. Even though with everything that happened with the election, he got more votes than any sitting president in history. And when you see the evidence that Mike Lindell has brought up, that Dinesh D'Souza with his 2,000 mules. I watched a video where a group of people that worked the voting with these stupid machines put in 10 ballots in the machine just to prove what was going on. Five of them were for Biden, five of them were for Trump. And then a guy sitting in the other room, they brought the thumb drive to him to count those ballots, and they came out 7 for Biden and 3 for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed us what they did beforehand. I mean, there was so much election fraud. I do not believe he lost the election. And I tell you what it all culminates to is, why is he so wildly popular? When you look at the rallies that he's had, tens of thousands of people show up. That is never, I've never in my lifetime, I'm 60, I've watched elections since Johnson. I still remember that. And, you know, and Nixon and all. I have never, ever seen this stuff in history. And when you talk about, well, he's not debating on the subject, you know what? He is the only president that I have known in my lifetime who came in and did exactly what he said. He didn't just say, oh, I'm going to make the economy better. He said how he was going to do it, and he did it.
How about on judges, Ryan? Actually had a list of people he would pick from to be Supreme Court justices. Unheard of. Unheard of. Another great example.
Yeah. I mean, look, he was bringing manufacturing jobs back into the country and stopping people like Carrier from leaving the country before he ever even took office. He is the only president. Every president has come up, we need to secure the border. He's the only one who ever started to do so. So all of the things that she was saying are completely false. And I'll tell you what, the reason he is so wildly popular, in my thing, there are just a couple of things. Number one, he doesn't act like a politician. He doesn't talk like a politician. He doesn't do anything like a politician. He is a complete outsider and a businessman who gets things done like no other president I have ever seen. I did not want him to be president when he first came on. I didn't like some of the things that he was doing or saying. But you know what? After getting to know him, talking to a few people, I mean, I even talked to, you know, forgive me, but Chuck Yeager. And Chuck Yeager is like, no, Donald Trump is the guy you want for president, and here's why. And people like that were really turning my mind around. And I believe wholeheartedly right now that he was the best president this country ever saw. So what if he's a bit crass? So are the rest of us. He doesn't speak political ease, or I don't know, Kevin, if you came up with this or what, you know, but the word salad thing. You say a whole bunch of words and never get to a solid point. And I tell you what, that is so refreshing. That is why I believe that he is the only man for this job. He's the only thing, the only person out there right now who can fix all the damage that Biden has done.
I just want to say thanks for recognizing the manufacturing jobs that the that this clown show keeps taking credit for. The manufacturing jobs left when Clinton signed NAFTA. They came back when Trump rescinded it and put USMCA in place, and that's a fact. Great Plains Plastic Molding, a number of companies left Fargo-Moorhead, had to shut down because the jobs all went to Mexico and during NAFTA.
Ryan's exactly right. His agenda and saying what he was going to do and then doing it is what scares the living daylights out of the swamp. You're absolutely right. Something else you want to say, Ryan?
The other thing, though, if you remember, this was not widely publicized. But do you remember how many arrests were made at the end of his administration for human trafficking and how many children were rescued?
That's right.
That was huge. What the movie? What's the name?
Sound of Freedom.
Movie that took the Sound of Freedom. That's where that came from. It was the actions of Trump going after these sex offenders, going after these sex traffickers. The great things he did for this country cannot be surpassed. And just because the news didn't report on it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate your call. 701-271-1100. Our telephone number. Next, Tom. Osakis, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, guys. I was in business for a number of years, and one of the things that I was always ready to do was to learn from my competition. And I think it would be smart for the Republican Party to look at what the Democrats are doing. They've got a person who's the obvious front runner for presidency that no one, including their own party, wants. But they're not concerned about it. They're not gnashing their teeth about it. What they're doing is they're out there selling racism. They're out there selling division. They're out there selling free college tuition. They're out there selling their leftist agenda in preparation for whoever eventually wins it. And I think the Republicans ought to do the same thing. Now, your question was, should Donald Trump be in the debate? I don't think there's any reason for him to do it unless there's something for him to gain. If I were the Republican Party, I think the party ought to stay focused on the goal, and that is to win. And to win, we need to win 30 or 40,000 votes in 7 or 8 different states. Now, if we have the debate in, let's say, Pennsylvania, let's go to Philadelphia, and the people who can ask questions are those who have been the victim of a crime. And let them ask the questions.
Oh, great
idea. Let's have a debate in Wisconsin, and the only people who are asking questions are housewives who are finding it difficult to buy groceries and feed their family. And then we can drag out a pledge that says how many people candidates are going to sign a pledge to return us to energy independence. And let's talk about supply chain. Let's talk about energy costs. Let's talk about the damage that Biden policies have done to that group of people and to that family. And if you want a third debate, let's go down on the border and let's take the conversation away that the Democrats have successfully turned into a conversation on race and color. And let's talk about rapes and assaults and fentanyl deaths. And let's have that conversation. Now, you do two things. Number one, you allow other candidates to express their view on something other than Donald Trump. And number two, you give President Trump a reason to show up. Because right now, every time there's a conversation about Donald Trump, the only winner is Joe Biden, simply because we're not talking about his failures.
No kidding. The person
that loses when all we talk about is Donald Trump also. I'm with the other fella. I was a never Trumper starting out, and I'm looking forward to repaying the amending for that crime by working hard for him again for another election.
Tom should be like chair of the Republican Party right now.
My man.
The debate czar. Here's how we're going to do debates, ladies and gentlemen. I love it, Tom. Some great wisdom, as always, from our fine audience. Appreciate your call very much. Short break, back with more. 701-271-1100. Do you agree with Tom? Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of the day. What's on your nine? Sign the pledge? Don't sign the pledge. Go to the debate? Don't go to the debate. Call Chris Christie a fat pig, yes or no? 701-271-1100. And your text, welcome, too, at 237-1590. Let me get to a few texts here. They're rolling in. Really enjoyed listening to those last two callers. They are truly speaking on behalf of the majority of the country. Yeah, I agree. They were a couple of rock stars. One of the best listeners.
Always are.
The best listeners. Somebody quoted Ryan, just because the news didn't report on it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Yeah, good point. Another listener said, speaking of election fraud, Williston, North Dakota school board election is a prime example. Mail-in ballots and absentee ballots and ballot boxes in a district office run by the current school board and superintendent. They feel we should trust them, along with let's not worry about the $377 million that has been mishandled. It's so hard to have faith in our process.
Boy, I keep hearing about that out in Williston.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
That was this week.
Yeah.
The election, so appreciate the commentary on that. 701-271-1100. Speaking of our friends out west, Rib Fest tomorrow in Watford City.
Oh, get out.
Best of the West Rib Fest. So good you can't believe it. So remember, we've been talking about that for better than a month. It was coming. Tomorrow is the day. Work your schedule around that, and you won't be disappointed, my friends. Trust me on this one thing.
You had me at Rib.
Another listener. Hey, Scott, Ryan is spot on. The lady you had on is exactly what is wrong with this country. Thin-skinned and offended by inconvenient truths. Chris Christie is morbidly obese. There's no debating that. We have more important things to focus on, lady. All right. Tom is a smart man, says another one of our listeners. He needs to replace that clown, Ronald McDaniel Romney. I tell you what, if nothing else, put him as debate czar, right?
Oh.
I loved his ideas of strategically
yes.
placing debates in states, and then the questions come only from a certain kind. So you
yeah.
get away from this, you know, I don't know, circus-like act that happens in most of these debates, where the hairdos from the networks that are hosting these things want to be talked about the next day. So it's all about the most creative gotcha question they can come up with.
There is a point to what Tom was talking about, where you go to want to go to Chicago and bring up the parents of all the kids that have been killed because of crime in the city in Chicago, etc. But you couldn't do that at a Republican debate, because nobody on the Republican debate, and you were going to go to the border and have it, you know, the debate. Well, you'd have to bring a bunch of Democrats with you to call out real questions. You know what I'm saying? Because you'd bring any of these folks from the GOP in there, they're going to completely agree with everything. They're going to, we didn't do this. You know, Chicago, Baltimore, L.A., San Francisco, that's not our thing. You know what I mean? So that would be the only thing. If you're going to have a asking real questions of, you know what I'm saying, the Republicans would all go, yeah, we're with you. It's completely insane.
Texture says they made better sense than Scott. All right, well, that's okay. They usually do. Our listeners are the greatest. 701-271-1100, text 237-1590. Another listener, Scott, maybe I'm crazy in my thinking, but you'd wish the left would not burn down one of the most beautiful places in the USA in Maui and kill people to prove their global warming theory. Yeah, I know every time there's a fire.
Oh, are they throwing that around?
Well, I haven't actually seen anything specifically, but
yeah.
One of the reasons I wanted to play the clip from John Stossel today, just to talk about facts when it comes to climate change, because whenever these incidents happen, inevitably, that's the mantra that you hear, you know. I mean, we have a mass shooting. Guns are the problem. Instantly, we go to a long-standing liberal idea and debate that we ought to take guns away from law-abiding citizens to make our country more safe, as if evil thugs think, boy, I was going to use a gun in this mass shooting, but now that they're illegal, I won't anymore. All the bad guys would have a gun. Same thing on climate change. Fires, destruction of entire communities, 36 dead. Let's use it for our political agenda. It's disgusting. It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen happen in my entire life. It's awful. Gail writes, Scott, I have a different take on Trump not doing the debate. Everyone knows that when Trump is on TV, hate him or like him, he brings in huge ratings. Well, that's, by the way, why Fox is begging him
mm-hmm.
If Fox execs going, taking them to dinner, say, please do the debate.
Right?
Please do the debate.
Exactly.
They know exactly that. Gail goes on to say, I feel he's going to do something that same night to not let Fox get the ratings they're hoping for. We all know Fox has turned on him. And when he was running, he brought in big ratings for Fox. So I don't care about the name calling. Put country before own self. Unlike the five past presidents and most of the people on that debate stage, I will vote for him if he's running the country from a jail cell with Secret Service, of course.
Right? Yeah.
Where did you hear that he was going to do this kind of live blog thing?
It was just a listener text in this morning suggesting that would be what he would do. And I don't know. He'd probably do it on Newsmax, something like that, where he would sit back and let the debate happen, and he would comment about it, you know, while it's happening. I think is awesome. And by the way, on the Hawaiian fires, just so you know, Hurricane Dora has created huge winds across the islands. The dry conditions are crazy, and you got to realize there's a number of active volcanoes on Hawaii.
Right.
So they're saying that and on Maui, there was just huge winds, very dry conditions, and anything could set them off. So I don't know. To the climate activists is the way to think about it.
Well, what do you think hurricanes come from?
Well, right, climate. I'm sorry, climate's changing.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
Yeah,
forgot.
Whatever happens, they blame it on
that's
it.
That's climate. Okay.
Listener says, Dan Bongino feels very serious stuff is going down. Conservative populist candidates in other countries are being targeted. Yesterday in Ecuador, Abu in Japan. Bongino feels this is about to happen here in the USA. He says that Donald Trump's life is in danger. Please pray. I've heard a version of that for a long time, and I think that's why we have the greatest law enforcement, protective custody, that Secret Service provides for presidents. They've seen everything, but I don't disagree with your idea of praying about it. That's for sure.
Amen.
Another listener, the only pledge the candidates should make is to eliminate a minimum of 33% of the federal workforce from the budget and have unused federal buildings sold off to private entities. The Pentagon should consider a 50% reduction in staff also. Yeah, maybe 50% less bureaucrats and put that into folks that fight.
Yeah.
They're out front.
Well, let's start with hiking trails and pride centers, and we can go down the list of the nonsense that has nothing to do with essential government services. Yes, please. Today.
Listener says, don't forget, Trump had all of those incredible accomplishments, more than any president I remember, all while under constant attack and resistance from the Democrats.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
And the deep state. He did.
He did. True. No joke.
Yeah. No joke.
Look it up.
Thank you, Joe. Look it up.
Yeah.
When we come back, I have John Stossel on climate change. It's something you're not going to want to miss on What's On Your Mind. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. Wildfires sweeping across western areas of the Hawaiian island of Maui. At least 36 people have died. Around 4,000 are being evacuated. President Biden wrapping up his western swing today with a stop in Salt Lake City. He will speak this morning at the Veterans Affairs Health Center. Some 100 million Americans are at risk this week as severe weather sweeps across the eastern two-thirds of the United States of America. America. Nearly 100 people in the U.S. and Australia have been arrested on child sex abuse charges in a global investigation that began after two FBI agents were killed 2 years ago. Older Americans' medical debt has soared to $54 billion in unpaid bills, despite having insurance. Corey Myers, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
For lunch today, home cooking, grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA. That's at the 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest location of PetroServe USA. If you're traveling Highway 10 today, chicken Alfredo's for lunch in Clinton. PetroServe USA, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue location, downtown Fargo, Tater Tot Chicken Casserole, 12th Avenue and I-29, scalloped potatoes with ham or taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, tuna hot dish at the Harwood PetroServe USA. And a couple of choices in Valley City, bacon cheeseburger hot dish or French dip sandwich. Take exit 292 off of I-94. I have the woke segment. Kev, you ready for the woke segment? Couple of stories.
I love it. Yeah, what do you got? Is this the Porsche thing?
Porsche? I got the Porsche thing. Yep. All right. And I also have John Stossel.
And now, the Woke Chronicles on What's on Your Mind.
Right. John, we do woke a lot here on the program. John Stossel is one of those great thinkers that's out there. And he has a theory, and that is science has been hijacked by alarmists, which I think is a pretty good point. We're going to hear from him in just a moment on
the
program.
Where's Greta?
Where's Greta? What do you mean? Oh,
alarmist. Yeah.
See, I thought you were talking about Newsmax Greta.
Oh, no. How dare
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Newsmax Greta was down at the border this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
Different Greta. Greta Thunberg, I don't think we'd ever see her there, you know.
Gotcha.
Before the end of the program, do Gen Z girls want to have children? I would hope so. Gen Z's the youngsters. We're going to find out. We're going to send a man on the street to answer that question from as many Gen Zers as we can find. There must be, where do you suppose they would go to find the most Gen Zers?
Oh, probably the tech world.
Nail salon.
Yeah.
Tech world would be good. Yeah.
I lose track of who's what. Millennials are, Gen Zs are older than millennials, right? Yeah.
Gen Zs are younger than millennials. Younger. Gen Zs are the.
I thought Gen Z came before the millennials.
No, they're the younger group.
Nope, they succeeded. They were a cohort succeeding millennials and proceeding Generation Alpha.
So. There's a lot of them. These girls are 20-somethings. They're 20-somethings. So whether that's Gen Z or not, we'll have to
Gen Z, anyone born between 97 and 2012, Gen Zs.
Yeah, and millennials.
Yeah,
ended
right. Millennials
in
96. Before that. Yep, millennials are 81 to 96. You're correct.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that coming up in just a little bit.
Okay.
But first, let's get John Stossel in here in the Woke Chronicles on What's on Your Mind.
anyone who's skeptical or raises any questions about the alarm is dismissed.
I'm going to bring out two people who agree with you, climate skeptic. I'm also going to bring out 96 other scientists.
The smug media mock so-called skeptics.
And what is the overwhelming view of the entire scientific community?
The consensus is so strong, there shouldn't even be a debate.
This whole debate should not have happened. I apologize to everyone at home.
Climate alarmists claim there's an
overwhelming scientific consensus.
But
it's a manufactured consensus.
Researcher Judith Curry says climate scientists have an incentive to exaggerate risk. Why? What's in it for them?
Fame and fortune.
She knows about that because she once spread alarm about climate change. And the media loved her when she published the study saying there was an increase in hurricane intensity.
We found that the percent of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes had doubled.
Really? Double?
And so this was picked up by the media. Alarmists said, oh, here's the way to do it.
It being, get the public alarmed.
Climate change is making hurricanes stronger and more destructive.
Tie extreme weather events to global warming.
So this hysteria is your fault.
Well, sort of. Not really. They would have picked up on it anyways.
But Curry's more intense hurricanes gave them fuel.
I was adopted by the environmental advocacy groups and the alarmists, and I was treated like a rock star.
What does that mean, treated like a rock star?
Oh, my God. I was flown all over the place to meet with politicians and to give these talks and lots of media attention.
But then some researchers pointed out gaps in her research, years with low levels of hurricanes.
So like a good scientist, I went in and investigated all that stuff.
She realized her critics were right.
Part of it was bad data. Part of it is natural climate variability.
So you're the unusual researcher who looks at criticism of your paper and actually concluded they had a point.
They had a point, for sure.
Then the ClimateGate scandal taught Curry that many researchers aren't so open-minded. Leaked emails showed university climate scientists conspiring to hide data.
It showed a lot of really ugly things. Avoiding Freedom of Information Act requests, trying to get journal editors fired from their job.
One email read, if you think this Yale professor is in the skeptics camp, get him ousted. Seeing emails like that made Curry realize that climate change fanatics had corrupted the science because there's a climate change industry set up to reward alarmism.
The origins go back to the 1980s. And the UN environmental program.
Some UN officials had a specific agenda.
Anti-capitalism, they hated the oil companies, and they seized on the climate change issue as one to move their policies along.
The UN created what's called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
The IPCC wasn't supposed to focus on any benefits of warming. The IPCC's mandate was to look for dangerous human-caused climate change.
Obviously, if you're only looking for risk, that's what you'll find.
Then the national funding agencies directed all the funding in the field.
If you say we're all going to die and we got to spend a ton of money on this, you get funding. If you say we don't know, you don't get funding?
No, it's more subtle than that. The announcements of opportunity for funding are really tied to assuming that there are dangerous impacts.
So the researchers aren't stupid. They know what they need to say to get funded.
Exactly.
This is how manufactured consensus happens. Then, even if a skeptic does get funding, it's harder to publish because journal editors are alarmists.
About 10 years ago, the editor of the journal Science, she wrote this political rant about we need to stop emissions now that was published in Science. So what kind of message does that give? Promote the alarming papers and don't even send the other ones out for review.
Getting published is crucial to researchers because that's how they advance in academia.
If you wanted to advance in your career, like be at a prestigious university, get a big salary, have big laboratory space, get lots of grant funding, be director of an institute, well, there was clearly one path to go.
So alarmist researchers control the discussion. They publish lots of scary papers, and alarmist media jump on those. Time magazine says climate is everything. Good Morning America agrees.
Climate change is impacting everything from conception to pregnancy.
Transportation congestion, the size of frogs, you know, everything.
Airplane turbulence.
Expect turbulence like this to become more frequent due to climate change.
Childhood obesity.
Climate change is making our children more obese.
Experts say that we have until 2030 to avoid catastrophe.
Activists hear the media and freak out.
Children are starving.
The potential extinction of the human race.
Why don't other scientists who recognize the nonsense push back?
If they work in a university, it's going to be very uncomfortable for them.
The universities have become idiots and they punish people who tell the truth?
I mean, I felt the hostility.
Curry was a department chair at Georgia Tech until she concluded that fossil fuels aren't so terrible.
They want fossil fuels to go away.
When they made life uncomfortable for her, she looked for other university jobs, but was told,
nobody will hire you because if you Google Judith Curry, you know, everything that shows up, well, Judith Curry denier, Judith Curry serial climate disinformer. At that point, I started making my plans to transition 100% to the private sector.
She started this weather forecasting company. Now climate alarmists smear her as a climate denier doing it for the money. But she made more money at Georgia Tech.
If I was doing this for the money, I would have stayed at Georgia Tech and sucked up my big salary. But that's not who I am. My personal and professional integrity would not allow me to play that game.
Good for her. It's unfortunate that many university departments now shut down debate and reward alarmism. Curry agrees that climate change is a problem, but she says it's not a crisis. In a few weeks, I'll post our full interview with a more complete discussion about climate and what scientists really agree about.
That was a very good summary, though. Very well done by John Stossel, who is just fantastic. And I'm just waiting for Hawaii to be the front center latest poster child for why climate change is going to destroy humanity. And what else was there? Childhood obesity is to blame on climate change. That was a new one. Everything from conception to pregnancy is being impacted by climate change. You heard all those news clips there. You can't make it up. In my stack of stuff, I promised to tell you about Porsche going woke. So here's the deal. They had a promotional video celebrating 60 years of the iconic 911 model. 911 model, a Porsche,
right.
Okay? And they filmed the ad in Portugal. And they found, obviously, a historic place in Portugal that had this iconic statue of Jesus Christ. But in the actual video, they have, like, the pedestal for what held the statue of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But they didn't have Jesus Christ. They airbrushed it out of the video. So people caught this and said, hey, what are you doing? And, you know, put it up on YouTube. 6 million views to this Alex B. Who was that? Is Alex Berenson? I don't know who it was. But anyway, he said, hey, Porsche, why did you erase the statue of Jesus Christ from your video filmed in Lisbon? 6 million people shared that. Guess what Porsche did? They took that video private, and they put a new video up without the Jesus Christ statue removed. So this is why we point this stuff out. Porsche went a little woke. They went, oh, it was a mistake. Well, how is it a mistake to, it just happened to be the Christ the King statue doesn't make the ad? What's the mistake in that? You know, I don't get that. So, the woke
You got Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and all the other people that buy Porsches too. So, we don't want to offend them.
But again, you're doing this in an iconic spot in Portugal.
Right,
if you don't want the statue, then do it in a different spot.
I get it, exactly.
And not to mention,
pick an open road.
Whoever did this, I guarantee it wasn't a mistake. Right? It's not a mistake.
Hey, good point.
It was done on purpose, and
we're all
they got caught.
About it.
But they fixed it, so good for Porsche. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Climate change. Listener Nate says, just follow the money. The congressional funding through grant programs is a huge business. It also justifies in the alarmist views the refugee resettlement programs and that government grant programs. Thank you for that. Texter says, how does a scientist make a lot of money researching something most of us have never heard of? Another, we are at a war with a dangerous world, and the satanic forces of liberalism. We need a warrior lion to lead, not a sheep. To hell with the pledge and the weakling's feelings. Trump for king. Wow.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, exactly right.
It doesn't work that way, but hey.
Hey, Scott.
He's going to crush it.
Hey, Scott, says another listener, pushing feelings are the reason why we are in this crazy scenario. We have a country to save, not feelings. There's only two options in life, part of the problem or part of the solution? Some great commentary today, aren't we?
Very,
if Trump
always.
If Trump does something on debate night, as suggested on the Need to Know morning show, it should also be on Newsmax. That show would outperform Fox News Channel. Something's going to happen. Something's going to be... Trump is not doing the debate. It's pretty obvious from his commentary to Eric Bolling on Newsmax. So, there you go. All right, two items left, actually, in what I promised, and also in the stack of stuff. And the first one is a new study that says kids almost never transmitted COVID in schools. This is according to a new study. Hopefully this research will end what's left of the ongoing rear guard effort to defend school closures or any mitigation measures like making kids wear masks. We in North Dakota had a version of this study because West Fargo Public Schools said masks are optional. Fargo Public Schools said masks are mandatory. Guess who had less COVID cases? Well, here's another one. Children almost never pass COVID infections in school, according to a new study published Friday. In the fall of 2021, in four Massachusetts school districts, 18,000 children, researchers found, you ready for this, Kev, out of 18,000 kids?
Yeah.
44 potential cases of in-school transmission. 18,000 students.
Potential.
34 schools, 4 months, and 44 COVID infections, including no infections of teachers or other staff members. How about that?
Well,
didn't we get warned by the Democrats and the teachers' unions and all the folks that are super spreaders? Kids were super spreaders. There was going to be all this in-school COVID transmission, waves of death. They're going to come from this.
Kids weren't the vulnerable ones. And you know what? Now we actually know that should just let the kids get it. Should let the kids get it. Should let them get sick for a few days. They'll have the little, they'll go through it. And you know what they'll have coming out the other end? They'll have antibodies. And you know what antibodies will do? Antibodies will help them fight it if it comes around again. It's crazy, I know, but that's how science works.
I'm looking at a story from July 2020, CNN, quote, teachers are so worried about returning to school, they're preparing wills.
We were there. Dude, it was two and a half years ago. It was nonsense.
In reality, we know now from another study, which, by the way, ran in the peer-reviewed journal JAMA Health Forum. In reality, schools were among the safest possible places for students and teachers during COVID.
Yes. Cleaned every day, cleaned morning and night, disinfected morning and night, every surface, every corner of every classroom. You know, everybody had Clorox wipes. Nothing was living in any of that environment.
Alex Bernson wrote on this, the reason is obvious, too, since it's the same reason kids get much less sick than adults. They have lower viral loads and clear the infection more quickly.
Exactly.
For many healthy children, COVID is barely even a cold.
Yes. Don't buy any of it anymore.
There's a big shocker for you.
We got the new strain now coming. You know, you saw the, what do they got, the E6527F or something. I don't know if you saw that or not. It's actually the EG5. EG5.
And is it really EG5?
I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
They the call it EG5.
COVID cases are up 55% in New York City. People are getting a cold. Yeah. They're going to make it a thing somehow, some way.
Tomorrow on the program, by the way, we ran out of time for the Gen Z, do you want to have children conversation with the young mothers-to-be. Can we do that tomorrow, Kev?
Absolutely.
Put that on a stack of stuff for tomorrow. And we're going to talk about the First Amendment under attack tomorrow. We're going to tell you about Ribfest in Watford City. Scott Johnson is going to be here. Scott Jensen, sorry, the former candidate for governor in Minnesota. Get an update on what he's up to lately, and there's always something. Minnesota has a sweet deal for kids in college. It is prompting some in North Dakota to say, hey, we're a border state. We better have something similar, or we're going to lose Minnesota students to Minnesota schools, and they're going to leave North Dakota schools. And Minnesota students make up a good size percentage of the customers of North Dakota higher ed. So, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment will be here, too. So, we have a full show for you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. If you have a suggestion for this show, remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call us. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can email us, studio@flagfamily.com. Studio@flagfamily.com. And text us at 701-237-1590. Anytime. We love to hear from our listeners, who, as we proved today from the calls, questions, and comments that came in by phone and email and text, are the best of the best. God bless you, folks. Have yourself a great day.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.